Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Slam phone down. I'm angry.
Son of a bitch. Move eyebrow.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
Cuckoo, do you want to be here with Daddy?
No, we got to say that.
We got to say
I have a whole
So I'm crazy
thing.
Now? So I'm, y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze. Welcome to Reality Gaze.
Welcome to Reality Gaze. We're
formerly 90 Day Gaze until Discovery sued us.
And basically,
hope you're happy, bitches.
They just stuck their dick in the glory hole, and we went, do we suck this?
Do
what
we
do
suck
we do?
Sure.
And then they took it away and then, like, basically shot a fire hose in there.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa. Mama, they tricked me.
I know.
How you learn, boy.
Or like some pepper spray or
exactly.
Something.
Exactly. Y'all, Reality Gaze, the new name that we are loving, and you are loving, too. Thank you for jumping into us about that.
So, this episode is Season 8, Episode 8, The Real You.
The Real You.
We'll get started in just a second. Do we have any announcements? I think the...
We do. We got an email. I haven't even told you about this announcement.
I love to be surprised on
air. We
got
an email from Jerry. We love Jerry. You guys, Jerry's our person at Tee Public.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that I'm super excited to announce
our merch store.
We're having the first site-wide sale of 2021. So you guys
say that again, site-wide.
The first site-wide sale. So all our entire merch store is going to be on sale.
That includes the Poodle Home Collection, y'all.
It does. It's starting this Wednesday through Sunday, midnight Eastern time. So, y'all, that means a T-shirt's going to be $13. And everything else is 35% off, which means instead of getting a dollar each T-shirt, we're going to get 75 cents. And that's fine. As we've said, we don't sell merch to make money.
No.
We sell it for y'all to build community. And, you know, in 2021, some of you have messaged us. We're going to do this because we don't have any KGQ shirts or merch on our store.
We need to do that.
We need to do that. And also,
or like some bracelets. What if they got bracelets?
Well, why do you want things that nobody has?
You're right.
I want a custom jeweler. You want some guy in the back named Frederick who like makes who makes our custom jewelry.
That's what I want. It's what I want.
It's what I want.
Give me money.
I think this year we need to probably need to make some Save Poodle merch. I know that's
why we already did it.
No, we never made it.
I'm saying it's old. It's old
people
news.
People still ask for that.
Really?
You're surprised, Jake, y'all. If you remember when Poodle was stuck in China and
like a year ago.
And hashtag save Poodle was trending on China or in Twitter. And by trending, I mean I saw it like 3 times. Trending to me. Anyway.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Let us know, ho.
Let us know, ho. So yes, I want to also announce a big event in the 90-day universe, and that is I'm going to actually just read it. I'm going to read it to you. It was on Instagram today.
I'm glad you didn't tell me.
Why start now?
Well, I guess you we're just surprising each other.
So I like it how you have no problem. But when I do it, I see this look in your eyes like, what is he going to say?
You know, because I don't say things.
I'm a loose cannon.
Yeah, I don't say things that have a lawyer call us.
So this is an Instagram post that was posted today. Friend, I will soon be launching our OnlyFans account. My account will have exclusive content of our life and will be, for the most part, family friendly, friend. Primarily exclusive updates and some comedy content. We might also add Karini's cosmetology journey to it and watch some of the videos with local paranormal activity, ancient and recent alien phenomena here, archaeological, Amazonas myths and legends, as well as wildlife, nature, and of course fishing and swimming in the Amazonas. Ton of jeans, friend. Y'all, that's word for word. Except for a couple friends... That's word for word. Paul is doing an OnlyFans. Paul and Karini, I don't think he knows what OnlyFans is for.
Well, some people are trying to make OnlyFans non-pornish.
Good luck.
Who cares?
Porn is like our first currency.
But like you said, porn leads the way and then other things follow.
Yes, porn has been responsible. Porn taught me how to use a computer.
It's true, but people got bought porn online, and then they learned later that Amazon came along and they could buy a book.
That's true.
So maybe this is an OnlyFans way of doing other things.
Y'all, I'm going to subscribe because you know it's going to be fucking bonkers.
I don't know if I want to give him my money.
That's true. Oh, no. Can we just steal it?
You know what I would like? I wish we had the time and, like, production and the money. I just wish that you could start your own OnlyFans. But it's Paul imitating his OnlyFans.
Friend, we got a spider right here. It's in the corner of the room. Karini. and she would just look at me like she wanted to fucking kill me in my sleep like she always does.
It hit you.
what's this spider called again? El Spidero.
No,
yeah.
No.
But you're just
surrounded by stuffed animals.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing in that Instagram post was some comedy content,
y'all. You know,
no,
he's aiming for a host of SNL.
What's
Paul's comedy sketch?
That's the thing. What he doesn't realize is it's all unintentionally funny.
It's funny. Is it? Instead of who's on first, is
or
it
horrifying?
Who's in Tonachine? Like, what is it?
Poop water or no poop water? I honestly don't know what comedy content is for him.
I just don't. I refuse to give Paul my money.
He doesn't have a sense of humor.
No.
It's...
And he doesn't want to get a real job.
No.
Because he's lazy as fuck and a loser.
I wish I could there was some way I could get that OnlyFans without paying him because I don't.
I know.
I'm kind of okay with it going to support their family. I'm kind of okay with that.
If it does,
yeah. But yeah, you're right. Maybe I can see it. Maybe you know what? If there's a way.
If you pay for it, then you have to donate the same amount to like a charity.
That's a good idea.
Or something like
that.
That's
what I'm gonna do.
You got to balance the karma.
So, like, for whatever I would spend on a year of Paul, I'll give it to ACLU or something.
Like that. Or, like, maybe, like, they're allegedly, but maybe, like, a battered women's group or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it's just...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Then we can offset that.
Or someone's just going to send us the screenshots of the videos that paid for it.
I'm just saying, now, y'all, friend, last week they said there was a alien that came down here, and there's also been reported stories of ghosts, and y'all know I don't like ghosts, but
the comedy would come in is that we see Karini in a sheet with two holes cut out it come out of a bush going, and Paul's going, oh no, it's
oh,
a
no,
ghost.
Friend, it's a ghost friend.
Paul, this is dumb.
I also would
Paul,
be interested
can I stop?
In seeing Karini's cosmetology journey.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's...
I don't know.
I feel like Karini would do one hairstyle, and if you don't like it, she just goes, and makes that kind of stink face she makes.
Anyway, I needed to bring that. I needed to break that news.
I actually read that in our Sissy Squad.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Which, by the way, y'all, come in the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there.
We do. We have fun in there.
We do have fun in there.
That's
our private Facebook group.
One big announcement we have podcast-wise, actually Patreon-wise, is if you guys, you know, Netflix does these reality shows we have done. It started with Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Then
Love is Blind.
We kept it going with Tiger Queens.
Reality Gays presenting.
And then we did Too Hot to Handle.
Love is.
Too Hot to Handle, Too Cold to Hold.
Love.
And then what else we did a couple episodes of Indian Matchmaking.
We did.
We're continuing in that vein, and we are doing the entire series called Bling Empire
about
the fabulous lives of Asian and Asian American youths
in Los Angeles.
They're in LA.
They're in LA. Yeah. This is dropping on Netflix on January 15th. That's Friday.
Yeah.
Which means
we're going to be quite busy.
Poodle and I are eating McDonald's this weekend, and he's going to be yelling at me. Hopefully, we'll be together.
I'm going to be so sick of you.
Papa Mar is doing much better. He's off the ventilator just today, and doctors are saying he might be at a hospital. I might be flying to Houston. Who knows? But either way, I might tell my brother, cover Dad for 3 more days.
So we can do Bling Empire.
I've got to talk about rich, wealthy people that live in Beverly Hills, because it looks... good. You guys, Bling Empire has everything. It has hot cars,
hot boys,
hot girls, and a really hot man.
Yeah, lots of abs.
Wonder what his name is.
Kevin, I believe.
Ooh, he is hot.
Anyway, there's not been a ton of press around it. There's a trailer.
That looks really good.
Yeah.
We decided
to do it just on the trailer.
There's judging matriarchs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, speaking of judge, I had somebody tweet us, message us.
How's your mother?
Who's a judge? We have a judge,
sissy. Here come the judge.
And I said,
we have a judge, sissy.
And I messaged her. She messaged me that her husband or boyfriend loved the show. And I ended it, instead of keep going, I said, keep judging, queen. So if you're a judge, come
judging
at us.
Queen.
Come at us, sissy judges.
If we have other sissy judges.
Anyway, this show, it looks really good to Poodle and I. We're working on two. We've got nothing else confirmed, but one of
we're reaching
A-Cast
out.
A-Cast is helping us. God love A-Cast. We're trying to get some, we're getting some people that are going to be some special guest people on the show. So. It's we're excited.
We're very excited. It's a kind of a new venture for us.
Because, you know, what happens is Poodle and I are like, oh, we're so glad this is over. We have time to relax. And then we go, wait.
Yeah, after I saw that trailer, I was kind of sad and happy.
Because you knew we had to do it.
Yep.
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 Yep. I showed it to you and you're like,
I was pissed
we
off.
We have to do this.
It's like, we have to do this. It looks ridiculous.
Yep.
It's like basically, it looks like Crazy Rich Asians.
Without the romantic comedy plot.
Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians meets Kardashians.
Yeah, that's kind of how it looks. Yeah, it does look like that.
Yeah.
Or another like young, rich show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of not young, but rich and crazy, y'all have been coming at us with our second Bi-Curious episode recapping The Housewives of Salt Lake City. We appreciate it. Y'all loved it. I have to say, this isn't it like to promote. Even if people want to pay $5 and then not pay it next month, I feel like these three episodes we did on our Gage Room were some of the most fun I've ever had.
We did three episodes this weekend. It was so much fun.
We did the Bi-Curious.
And they were all long. And they were all, like, extra, like, so extra. They're just extra.
One episode, I drank an iced coffee. The other episode, Poodle drank an iced coffee.
Up. Yeah.
He was crazy. There was a lot of singing. We did The Housewives. We also did Lalu.
Yeah.
And then we did
Southern Charm.
So,
yeah, it was fun.
We had a good time.
It's fun. If I had to spend time with you, I'm glad it was like that.
Apparently, something for the musical episode of the chorus of Shut the Fuck Up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. On Southern Charm went over very well for people.
It did.
Anyway.
So, any other announcements? I think we can dig in.
I don't think so. I still love that suggested name that was just called Announcements and Gay Stuff.
And Dicks.
And Dicks. Oh, that was a great one.
So, should we dig in?
Let's do it.
Natalie and Michael.
I don't know. I mean, what you
Is
doing?
Is that your mic?
Yeah. I mean.
It's pretty close. Okay. I mean.
Sure.
So, we find the two lovers in domestic bliss.
Hello, young lovers, wherever you are. Oh, wait, you're in Squim. I'm out.
Outside Squim somewhere.
Outside. Rural suburb. Squim.
So she's like, what would you like for breakfast, love? Relax. I'm going to fix you, croissants. He's like, I'll get out of your way. There's this kind of hatred they have for one another.
It is.
That is just like, and it he does especially, seem like- yeah.
Mike has more of this underline, and I am liking him less and less in this episode.
I don't think I've ever liked him.
Well, no, but
before, I just thought he's such a normal whatever
I
dude.
I thought he was normal, kind of harmless.
Unremarkable.
Normal and harmless, but this episode I'm like, you're a dick.
Yeah, he is.
I'm just starting to see that more and more. I can't get comfortable.
Like what specifically?
Well, we're going to talk about it, but the fact that he hasn't cleared clothes for her, he's done nothing for her arrival in his home.
I agree with
nothing
that.
Nothing to make space for her at
I agree
all.
With that.
And it's really, he, I think, almost like neglectful.
I agree with that. I will say he did give her a side of the closet to put her stuff in, but she said, no, I need a dresser. And I feel like all she would have needed to say is, I would rather have a dresser, but her communication skills, I don't even think it may be language related, but the way she communicates when he tries to offer something, she either can't have any kind of confrontation, she shuts down,
mm-hmm.
or she just waits for him to come around to what she needs. And maybe that's how it should work for them.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. We're going to get into it. The main thing that I want to talk about is we had a sissy who sent us an Instagram message. A sissy who had been through her own journey with having an eating
disordered eating.
And I have to say, she said, and we see it here, she said, you know, you guys, I'm so glad you brought that up. I definitely think Natalie has some issues around that. One of them being, and I didn't know this, is that shaming other people about their food is a way of kind of garnering control.
Another control.
And trying to control food, not even your own self, but food for everyone. And the way she talks to Mike about his eating is problematic for me.
Yeah, and I saw a whole thread on Reddit about this. So are talking about it.
Yeah.
People are talking about people. I hear the music.
I'm glad you didn't take the high note.
Damn it.
You need to come down. You just screamed.
You know what? I think that's another announcement. That's what it was. Thank you. Thank you, universe. Y'all, Poodle says I can only do it for this week. But you have asked, and I have brought it on
your
Spotify.
Honky tonkin'.
Maddie's Honkin' Tonkin' Mix is all the country songs that we've been singing. All of them.
Please get your feet away from the thing.
Sorry. So anyway, y'all, it's a Spotify playlist. I'll put it in our public Facebook page, and I'll put it on our Twitter, and I'll put it on our Instagram to let everybody know. Just click on the link. It's I did it because y'all been asking for it, but also this is a music my father likes, and so it's 5 hours long, so that way when we drive to Houston, we have something to listen to.
So if you can relate to music his father likes, you'll love it.
Hey, we've got lots of Reba, we've got Trisha Yearwood, we've got a little bit of...
I looked at it, it's very Reba heavy. You should...
No, it's fine! No, it's fine. We've got...
When you build a playlist, you shouldn't wait so much.
I don't care. We've got Down Came a Blackbird. We've got all the hits that we've sung on this show. We've got Kathy Mattea.
18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses.
Randy Travis. Brooks and Dunn. What's his name? Don Lawrence.
Do you have Brian White, Rebecca something? What was it?
No,
what you
I don't have Rebecca Lynn.
Rebecca Lynn.
Oh, I got to put that on it right now.
Or you can do it when the podcast is over.
But I'll forget.
Well, I'll keep talking
anyway,
while
y'all,
you're doing something that's ridiculous.
Jump onto Maddie's Honky Tonkin' Mix on Spotify.
So you can put the link in the show notes.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea.
So she's fixing like crescent rolls for breakfast and some fruit salad.
Yes.
And he's making a fire, which maybe this is a response to her all complaining about being cold all
maybe,
the time.
Maybe.
I just don't understand why they can't buy her a fucking space heater.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems like it would solve at least 20 to 30% of the problems.
My boyfriend, when he moved to my apartment, he's cold all the time. It's better now because we balanced out temperatures, but that's what I fucking did.
Yeah.
I bought him a space heater and he turned it on.
Or
y'all
don't
pull
over.
In stereo.
Or the vegetable delivery service where they just deliver you a box.
Maybe Freshly delivers in Squim.
Probably not. It's just Uncle Bojangles with like
the stuff that cucumbers
they got done with at the Kroger.
Exactly.
So she's basically saying it felt good to go to the waterfall, felt good that he felt
like connected.
But she says, but after 2 weeks it doesn't feel like home. That's a big. If she's expecting after 2 weeks for this house to feel like home to her, that's a lot. She's putting a lot on this. It's just not possible.
I would be interested to talk to her about what does she mean? What does home look like?
Yeah.
What does home feel like for you? What are things in that house that make you feel as if you're home? Because, I don't know if she wants that complete, or is there nothing that makes her feel like home? Now, granted, it's a complete opposite of where she's from, like a thriving
she's big the capital.
City, the capital of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Guys, it's like there's beautiful architecture there.
It's Soviet style, but that's okay.
But
I'm sure there's gorgeous stuff, but you have to know that
there's parks.
Yeah.
There's concerts, there's restaurants,
yes.
There's
actually, I shouldn't say that there is beautiful architecture. The apartments are not that.
No.
They're all Soviet cookie cutter buildings.
Yes. But like,
yes.
Yeah. So City Hall, that kind of museums.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's none of that here. There's just
no
trees. So
Zavud.
Yes. So,
Zavud.
But I also want to say,
how big is Zavud?
I'm going to just give you, Natalie, if you're listening, I'm just going to give you a hint. One of the best ways to feel at home in a new place is to unpack.
I feel like I'm camping.
Yeah. So I want to be like, bitch.
I think that's because she felt so uncomfortable with just how everything, she has to, like people who have sometimes issues with disordered eating, she has to be in complete control of her environment.
She does. It's very problematic.
And so she has to clean everything out.
Yes. It's all like, y'all, this is textbook.
Yeah.
It's like the best thing Natalie could do is get like BetterHelp or something and get a Ukrainian therapist to talk to about this.
And I know he did not do a good job of providing for her.
No, he did not. And so that's what that to
but
me.
But she has such a hard time of actually asking for what she needs.
She does. And I think Mike just has, you've said this before, Mike has zero emotional intelligence.
No, none.
So he doesn't.
You have to telegraph it to him. But he doesn't even know.
Like, look, I'm going to say something right now that may be controversial. It may start a fight in our Facebook group. People might leave the group even. And get angry. So don't come at me.
Great. Lay it on me.
I'm going to say something that people might think they want to disagree with, but Poodle is actually very thoughtful. He is.
I am.
And if you, because I would do the same thing, if we had someone coming from another country, we would, but I was going to say, I can be like overcompensating. Poodle is normal, like taking care of other people.
I'm a normal person.
But you're very thoughtful. And if someone was coming over from another country, even you would be like, oh.
Even you.
But I mean, you would be like the normal response. That's what I mean. Is, oh, let me, maybe I'll like get either food from where they're from. Or maybe I'll set up, a place in the closet. Or maybe I'll... You would do things that would, because you would have dated this person for, 2 years and talked to them, so you would know a little bit about their life.
Yeah, I think...
Nothing was done.
And I think Mike was never going to be that person.
And I think, but in Natalie's defense, I think you would think normally this would be a normal thing.
I agree with you.
Normally, Natalie even said, sometimes I just explain things to him, but I say I want something, and I have to give him this whole reason. Like, I have to go into this whole long reason of why she wants a drawer in the dresser. Because Mike is just such a fucking dolt. He's a dolt.
I think he's just been also living by himself for so long. I understand that.
He doesn't understand why he can't wipe off jizz in his sock and throw it on the floor.
I get that.
A friend who said, I can't date this guy. He has a cum sock on his bed. I'm over 30. That was his reason for breaking up.
It just sits on his bed?
Well, it was beside his bed. And he's like, that's my reason. You guys, if you're dating a 30-year-old man who doesn't clean up his jizz with a towel and put it in the dirty clothes hamper and they're over 30, you're dating a man child and you should run.
Is it the same sock?
Yes. That's what.
No, you use a tissue.
Well, that's just being gay and more thoughtful. But straight men... A lot of straight men, they just grab whatever.
That is just barbaric.
It is. Come at us, ladies. What's your man clean up with?
So they're finishing
up. That's going to get some responses.
I know. They're finishing up eating. And I always feel like Natalie is always trying to make everything better by saying, no, I'm very happy. I'm blah, blah, blah. And she says, he's like, do you want some more bread? He's like, no. He's like, no, I have enough bread. And she's like, yeah, that would not be good for your diet.
I'm so proud of you. And when she does this excitement, it's this, bless her heart, it's this fake.
I know.
I'm trying to be excited. When she's just really, God, I hope they're not still together. This relationship does not need to be together.
She says, you're going to look so gorgeous. This is also thinking about present tense, you guys, or future tense. You're going to do all this. This is going to be so good when we do this. When we figure things out for you, it's going to be so good. And she says, you know, I need to put on weight. You need to lose some. It's all great.
You guys, a lot of people I had a very close friendship in college and a little bit after college with someone who is OCD. Yeah. And that relationship ended because, well, she got married to a straight man and became a homophobe. So that kind of ended that.
Yeah.
But... if you don't believe in gay marriage, guess what? We're not going to be friends.
Yep,
because
that's true.
You're wrong. But she, I didn't realize till after the friendship ended how much they were making decisions and guilting me about things in my life and how much it stressed me out. And then when we weren't friends anymore, I went, oh, there's this lightness. And I think that Mike is starting to feel that, but he doesn't know how to verbalize it, and it's going to come out.
He's going to blow up at her.
Yep, exactly. He's going to blow up at her.
Yep. So he...
I don't like your clothes. It has
a smell.
Strange smell.
Now, he's at one point, he goes into the other room after breakfast, and it's that Joe Bluth, I've made a huge mistake, look on his face.
Yeah. Yeah. He does. He sits in that recliner like, what the fuck?
And just to be frank about this, he knew what he was getting. He knows her. He knows. And he
remember when he was in her house? He knows.
He knows that she needs this. She needs to orchestrate these events in her life to feel comfortable completely.
Yes.
And to feel normal.
Yes.
And the life needs to be full of either exciting things and dramatic things.
Yes.
And that's why she's dying there. And maybe that was his kind of idea, is you put her way out there, she'll mellow out.
Nope.
That is not going to happen.
No, he knows.
It's going to get worse. Knows.
Everybody knows. By the way, that Trisha Yearwood song's on the Maddie Honkin' Tonkin' mix.
I feel like everything is like there was the second single from, or everything on your mix is never the first release. It's like the second or the third singles from every album.
We're deep cutting.
Anyway, so
that was a very good description of their relationship.
Yeah. So she's basically, she says, love, I want a dresser. And he said, you know, I clear space for you in the closet. And so instead of saying I clear space for you in the closet, it would have been like, okay, so you mean you want a dresser to put your, I can do that if you want. Instead of saying I can do that, instead of saying I can do that, but it's like, you know what? Sure, I can do that for you.
Look, this is a metaphor. I did this whenever because my current boyfriend now, like we were dating, he would come over. This happens a lot. He would come over more and more. And so like I cleared like the upper level. I have like a small sock drawer. And I was like, oh, here, you can put like a couple of pairs of underwear and stuff when you stay on the weekend, like your toothbrush.
Micromanager.
All that kind of stuff. But I do it, though, in a normal way of like wanting him to feel normal. And then when he moved in, guess what I did without asking?
Yeah.
I cleared out half my fucking dresser and because it should be equal.
Yeah.
And you're so right. Mike should just say, sure.
In a weird way, I think he thinks, because he's never lived with a woman before, probably, all women just hang stuff. I don't know why.
Where's she going to put her panties?
Well, no, that I agree with you. But he's like, well, you have to have dresses and stuff.
Women wear sweaters. You can't hang a sweater. It stretches.
I'm saying.
Mike only wears fucking Under Armour fleece.
I'm saying that may be his idea of that. So he does say he's going to clear shirts or clear the dresser. And then she says something like, I don't have shirts.
Don't have shirts. It's
funny. And then
he even cleans the dresser and she goes, this is dirty. I clean it out first.
And she wants to clean it. And I must say, I want to talk about the way she says, I brought some jerseys. And I had to rewind. She's saying jerseys.
Jerseys.
Because they had to subtitle it. I wasn't looking at it. Okay. She goes, jerseys. It's a very interesting way of saying the word. So she's cleaning the drawers, and she's like, no, there is a not nice smelling closet. So, again.
Question.
I know what you're saying. Let's ask.
What does Mike's closet smell like, Poodle?
I can tell you. There are the first notes I smell are definitely beef jerky.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A little beef jerky.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Kind of hits you, burns your nose.
Yeah, a little assertive.
Uh-huh.
The next one is definitely mold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's probably just a little undercurrent of Brute.
Oh.
Yeah, that he still had.
Oh, okay.
His Brute deodorant.
Yeah.
That he still had in high school.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Can I add to that? I think all of that, I just want to add, there might be a little bit of a bottom note of funky cheese.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
I think that's really beef jerky. I think that definitely is a top note.
Beef jerky is the most assertive.
It is a top note
yeah.
with the middle note of mold, bottom note of funky cheese, and...
And a little bit of, what did we say, mold? No, what's the other one?
A little
one?
Bit of, we already forgot. Brut.
Brut, yes. That is kind of, that gives the kind of the sweetness in it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the closet, he can't smell it.
No. It's like your own cologne. You don't smell it after a while.
Right.
My drama teacher, she never could smell her Shalimar.
But because either she's either unwilling to talk about the smell, which I think that's part of it.
Yes.
And also when she does talk about it, it's a shaming context instead of
when she talks about everything, it's shame.
Yeah,
this is dirty. I clean this.
Yeah, instead of saying yeah, and on the bright side, we're gonna get rid of that smell in there. And he's like, smell. She's like, yeah, it smells in there. She's like, just trust me, it smells in there. And joke about it with him. Instead of making him feel bad about it.
Yeah. Even if she did the whole like, oh, you men, you brutish men, you don't let your woman clean it. Do that kind of shit. Mike would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, very 60s.
I hate that, but Mike, I bet, would like that.
So I don't know if you noticed this when she's kind of putting stuff out there. There is a book next to her called Ancient Aliens. I screeched.
Wow.
Oh, y'all, it was ridiculous.
Mike is so weird.
He is. I can't.
Aliens, you know.
I think he's waiting until she runs away.
Don't know about. I said this last week. He never wants to be the bad guy. And he's just.
Yeah, it's dead
he's
on.
He's like, you guys, because not caring. Is and are not saying something.
Neglect. Yeah,
is neglect,
too.
Which is oftentimes on the scale of abusiveness for a lot of people can be worse.
Yeah.
Because to neglect someone is to completely not honor their existence as a person. Whereas even if it's abusive and it's at them, they at least are seen in some way. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying.
The opposite of love is not hate, it's apathy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. It's think about this. It's like your haters in your life, because haters gonna hate. But if you don't give them, if you don't acknowledge them, and just let them spew, then guess what? They go away because you give them no power.
Right.
So it's the same thing of like you. No one feels powerful in your life at all if you. Yeah.
So she's talking about he's gone to work, and she's like, "I wake up in the cold house with cold water." And I wrote down again, space heater would solve a lot of this.
A lot. Cold house, cold water.
And she is isolated,
she
you guys.
Says,
it is
I
bad.
I want to die.
Yeah, she does say that.
And they just kind of brush over that. Oh, but she's going to call her mom now. And I'm like, maybe I'm triggered by this because I'm a fucking therapist, but she just said I want to die. Like,
yeah.
Maybe we should have a producer talk about that a little bit with her. And like...
So she's talking to her mom, and of course, because I think she's so worried about either displeasing her mother, because her mother really likes Mike, so she's so worried about saying something that may make her mother think less of her, she says, oh no, all is fine. It's great. He's so romantic.
So romantic. And she also says...
I actually felt really bad for her there, because I know what she's having to do. But it made me really sad.
Well, because also she talks about her mother's old.
Yeah.
Maybe her mom's not in good health or not, but she just doesn't want to tell her mom really what's going on.
Yeah.
Where Nella, is that how you say her mom's name?
I don't know.
Nella, I believe her mom is like, where's the ring?
Yep.
And she's like, oh.
Hopefully get a ring this season.
Yeah. Hopefully get a ring. I think he's going to give it to me as a surprise. It's going to be so great. And then mom's like, a surprise. Just give the ring now. Why are we waiting? She's like, well.
Mom, here's the thing, you guys. Mom knows everything that's going on.
That is okay, y'all.
Mom knows exactly what's going
on.
If
you're lying to your mother right
now,
knows. Whether you're 15, you should not be listening to the show.
No.
But whether you're 15 or whether you're 60, if you're lying to your mom, she knows.
Mom knows. Mom can tell Natalie's lying to her.
Jackie Wiseman will answer that. When Poodle and I are up to some shit, she'll just email us and say, hey, guys, what
what's going on?
Nothing, Jackie. Is Jackie
not happy with us?
I totally 100% seek her approval.
Oh, yeah, totally.
For sure.
So she's... the other thing I said, she's like, will you invite me to the wedding? Mom is like saying, and this is another idea I hadn't thought of. If all of her friends are going to come to the wedding they're going to have, they do need to get visas.
It's not like, let's get married next week.
Right.
They need to know.
And with this 90 days coming up, I think Mike is just trying to figure out what... And they keep saying, both of them keep saying, well, we need to work on our problems. We need one ever talks about what they are.
All right. Yes. What are your problems? What are you working on?
Right.
Every time they have some semblance of a conversation, it's, she talks about her concerns. Mike goes, okay.
And
you're all right on that. Just to appease her.
Yeah.
And then he does nothing to fix it.
And I think her problems are that Mike is not the way he needs to be for me.
Yes.
And
because she is looking for her happiness in Mike.
Right.
And not in herself.
Right. And his problems with her is probably like, yeah, she's needy. And she's, you know, she's, he probably can't, the thing
he
about
Mike. He doesn't take responsibility.
He can't even articulate it.
He can't articulate and he doesn't take responsibility. And he is that guy, because y'all, we've all dated him. That is like, well, it's not me, it's you.
Yeah, I agree.
You're being irrational. You're being the crazy girlfriend.
Because
that's fucking Mike.
If he refuses to act, he can't get blamed for anything.
Exactly.
And then the first time she blows
up at him.
Well,
she broke up with me.
Exactly.
She just left me. Oh, man, Bojangles.
Everything happens to him.
I tried my best. I did everything. I just don't know what was wrong.
Yeah, very passive
person.
Couldn't
have been me.
Couldn't have been me.
Crazy.
Well, I got to take a pee break.
All right,
just
y'all.
Just to be honest.
Well, great. We're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Let's talk about Jovisha. Jovi and Yarosha.
Wait, I'm not ready. Hold on. I'm kidding.
You can catch up.
I'll catch up.
You had to apply lipstick.
while we were...
Poodle had a pee break, and y'all, sometimes you just have to put a little color. Clinique's ginger flower. I got it in a gift, and I like it.
Ginger flower?
Ginger flower. That's
I guess
the color
that's
name.
The color of ginger flowers?
I don't know. Do you like it?
Riveting.
Do you like it?
I every time I see you with lipstick on, you remind me of a clown, so it's hard to say.
I've commented you quite nice, nice about Lee about when you've had lipstick on.
I know. It just I'm just being honest.
Maybe we take a lesson.
It's okay. It's a little bright
it's too
for
late.
You. It's a little bright for you. It's a you know what it is? It's a little orangey for me.
Let's move on. The moment's
passed.
Because
when I wear lipstick, it's kind of comedy.
Sometimes I want to put on a little color. What if I want to wear a little red when we do need... when we do a live show? If you think I'm doing a live show and not wearing at least a lip gloss, you're
no,
fucking wrong.
I think lip gloss is fine.
Love a lip. Did they still make Mac Oh Baby? Loved that one.
I'm just saying, like, let's say we're talking about something very heavy, and we're talking about suicide prevention, and you've got, like, flaming red lips.
So?
Maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay. I'll have to, I don't know. It just looks.
Maybe it's your own bias.
It's really orange for me right now.
I looked in the mirror, and it's a little orange.
You're welcome. I told you. It's that if it was regular, just red.
Corals
to me,
don't work on me, y'all.
I agree.
I'm not a coral person.
I agree. It's a little orange for me.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So he's packing. Jovi Shah's leaving.
He's leaving
on a jet plane.
So Sissy's came at us. We are aware, you know, just to remind people, this Sissy said a lot of young people do these types of jobs where they work for a month and then they're off for a month. They make great money.
Yeah.
And then they usually move up within this company or they quit
or they
and
leave.
Get a job that's, but most people do it only when they're younger.
Yeah. Like Russ. Russ did a very similar thing.
Yes, Russ and Paula. Yeah. Uh-huh.
She is kind of, you can tell she does not want him to leave because who would want to be alone in a city where you don't know anyone for 4 weeks? Although
I was just going to say, Jake.
I wrote down, who would want to be in New Orleans by yourself for 4 weeks? I'm like, this bitch.
Now, if you were in quarantine, no. But if
if
COVID's done and you could open your sex, your grinder and your grind, scruff app.
I wouldn't be alone.
Never. Not one night in a bed by yourself.
No. I could be alone when I wanted to be. Actually, a month in New Orleans by myself sounds heavenly.
Now,
that's me.
However... And you know what? A month by myself, I would enjoy too.
That's not Yara.
In a country where I fully
you don't
know
anyone. Yeah.
So imagine, would you want to be in Russia by yourself?
No.
I don't think I would want that.
I agree, and it's. I think too. She moved here for him.
Yes.
And so I understand. It's a little bit of a Tania situation.
But she did know what
and
his job.
Paula.
Yeah. But she did know what his job was.
Yeah.
Jovi's like, well, you liked my job before. She's like, but that's when I was home with my family.
I have a feeling that
Yara doesn't make the extra step.
No, I have a feeling that Yara has a kind of a hard time putting herself in the other person's place.
I think they both do.
Yes, I would agree.
That's a problem with both of them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, he's an insensitive dick.
He is. Now, he does, again, though, too, sometimes in some... People can be like this. More men than not to be make a reductive kind of, but it could be true that a lot of times when people are upset, I used to be this way, and then I was friends with, I had women who were my roommates in college, and they would cry and get upset, and I had to fix it. I felt like I had done something wrong.
Yeah.
And one of them just sat one day said, "Look, I don't need you to fix anything.
This is just,"
she said. You're a man and you're not allowed to feel your feelings. I'm just feeling my feelings and just getting my feelings out. And I think with this Yara, especially with the baby, she was saying, she tells, you know, Jovi says, are you still mad at me? And she said, I was never mad at you. I just, that was a horribly traumatic thing to go through. I'm not mad at you. Husbands, to the five straight men who listen to this podcast.
I think there are more than five. Ten.
Ten. I feel like they probably already know this because they're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
But the sooner you can learn to empathize and listen to your wife or girlfriend rather than trying to fix her problems, or even when she's saying she's upset and you were involved in that, that she hates you, that she doesn't hate you, she's just upset, the easier your life's going to be.
And all you need to do is say, you know, that was a really, that's a really shitty thing that happened to you, and that's really tough that happened to you. It sucks.
That sucks. I am sorry. What can I do to just make you feel better and support you?
Yep.
Poodle, what do you like for someone, one of your paramours, what do you like for them to do when they're, when they've upset you?
When they've upset me?
Mm-hmm.
Or
you're upset.
If I'm upset, I want you to pound me into next Thursday.
Wow.
Like a cube steak.
Just
like
get that feeling steak out of there.
Yeah.
Pound me, don't sort of feel anything else.
That's fair.
The headboard. No, I think,
I can't say Maddie disagrees.
I think if I'm upset, I deal with being upset and anger and sadness in a way where I have to process it on my own. More, I need to talk it out with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just need to someone to listen. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just need someone to listen and to help me talk through something. If I'm mad at them, I don't want to see them. If I'm mad at them, I don't want them to say anything. I want them out.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, because nothing's going to be gained.
I kind of like that.
Nothing's going to be gained.
It's still interesting how I'm kind of more that way too, but I wonder just like from a, is that a, where we work it out on our own? It made me a little sad that like even us being friends and we're comfortable with each other, we don't really, I just realized that some of my girlfriends, I see them do, we don't ever just like have this cathartic moment of expressing our emotions, even as gay men. But y'all,
men aren't comfortable doing that with one another, even gay men.
The hatred of the feminine qualities in gay men or straight men is so rampant in our country. It's just like a, you just don't even realize it.
Yeah, because even when you are hurt about things, it's hard to show you are hurt.
Yeah.
It's hard to
like
show
that.
You
say, I'm dead inside. I haven't cried in...
Yeah, you are. You're kind of like scarily dead.
Haven't cried... I cried when Sophie died, my dog.
Yeah.
She died, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I cried then.
Wow.
And the first...
I cry probably every month.
And the last time... Well, that's because they're 12 inches. It's hurtful.
I like it. I do. I promise.
Before that, though, I think the last... Boy, maybe I have a dog thing. The last time I cried before Sophie died, and then the last time I'd cried since that was in... was probably 10 years prior when my mom's, when our family dogs died.
Wow.
I do not cry. I do not. I've tried, like, as an actor.
You get teary.
I do get teary.
So there might, maybe.
And I might have a tear come down, but oddly, like, it's things that, like, television that will make, like, a me teary mate is not necessarily super sad things.
Yeah.
It's very, it's hopeful things or when a character kind of, like, goes through all this shit and they're given a moment of grace or something like that.
But I'll
it's fucked up, I admit it.
I'll wake up some mornings and where things are too much and I'll kind of either not force myself to cry, but kind of lean into it and I will go full on ugly crying.
My brother is the same way.
And I get it out. Usually it's only about five, maybe 10 minutes of crying. I highly recommend this, by the way.
Crying is fantastic.
Crying, and I say this.
I have a coworker. There's an empty office, and she says, I'm just going to go cry in that office. I'll be right back.
The serotonin you get from crying,
y'all. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And you and know that chemically, tears of happiness, tears of crying, they all have different compositions.
That's so cool. Yeah. I promise you, you will feel better. And you might, I've had times, I cried after Wednesday. I cried that night, but it happened to the Capitol.
It goes a lot with that whole Brene Brown episode about being with the two women that she spoke with, that burnout of how you have to complete this cycle. And then because the act of terrorism that happened at the Capitol, which have we done a show since then? I guess we haven't.
No.
This is the first show from that, y'all.
We've done some Patreon shows, but
it's
we did Southern Charm.
Yes, but this is our first kind of regular fee. Yeah, there was. I didn't sleep well for 2 days after that.
Strangely, I felt better after I cried for about 20 minutes.
Wow.
I would if you think men, women, anybody, they, non-binary people, if you think that crying is something that either shows weakness or it's not something you want to let yourself do, I would really encourage you to do it.
And for the record, I don't think it is weakness. I'm just saying
there's
like conditioning
in
me
it's
something that's probably so deep within me. But yes, please do. And you guys, I'm glad we brought that up. If you're in this state of you're just burnt out from what's happening and you're stressed and you're kind of hanging on, because I'll be honest, this is beyond politics. I'm anxious and scared of what this maniacal person who is a traitorous person in our White
seditious
House
president.
Going to do to our country. I'm nervous for that.
I haven't slept well since then.
I highly recommend the Brene Brown episode that's about burnout. I know this is a different type of burnout.
Two sisters.
It's two sisters, and they're twins? Yes. I think they're twins.
Maybe. I can't remember.
But it's a really great episode about how our emotions and the scientific chemistry behind how we need that release of these emotions are called feelings because they are meant to be felt.
Be felt, yeah.
Anyway, I won't go into that. Listen to the podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes. Please remind me.
The weirdest thing about crying, for me anyway, there's never a looseness. It's always a pain that I have to kind of get through. And then as soon as I get through it, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all cry. Go have a good cry.
Have a good cry.
Watch a sad movie. Help you.
Or sometimes some people cry very happy things. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Watch The Notebook. You'll be happy and you'll cry.
That's my oldest nephew. That's one of his favorite movies.
That's weird. And he's heterosexual.
Oh, yeah. Loves The Notebook.
Anyway,
think a lot of heterosexual men like
not
The Notebook.
Not real, though. I've talked about that before.
Are we talking about? Let's talk about getting our nails done.
So, basically, you guys, in the end of this, she's... She's talking to Jovi about she's going to eat too much American food. She's going to explode. That she's trying to kind of
laugh about it.
Yes.
He leaves. He goes. He flies. And so the next day we see she gets a phone call from
Sarah.
I'll never find another girl. And anyway.
Sarah. No. Sorry.
You know what?
Your dog just left the room.
Sarah, I'm a little jealous of Sarah's because they have the best songs about that name.
There's a lot of Sarah Smiles.
Sarah Smiles. Oh, there's like so many good songs about Sarah's.
It sings well, the name.
It does sing well. Y'all, names that end with vowels. That's why you'll never hear a song about Matt or the only song you hear about Jake is about feeding
Feed
a dog.
Jake. Yeah. Not a lot of good songs.
Not a lot of good songs for us.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of songs for Betty's.
Mm-mm.
Or Black Betty.
Black Betty. Black Betty had a bam.
I like you coughing after that.
So let's talk about Sarah picking up Yara. They have the most boring car conversation ever.
And Yara's like, you know, she's not someone I want to spend time with, but she is my I could hang out with her. She is not a friend. I love how honest she is.
Yeah.
She's a soul sister of mine.
I like her too, actually. So Sarah's like, "How's it been?" And she's like, "It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine."
This bitch is a bad friend, y'all. We're gonna talk about this. Yeah, she's not even a friend. Woof.
So, woof. Well, that was kind of my question. I'm wondering I'm interested when people come at us what they think about this. So, they are sitting in the nail salon. They're getting their nails done. They're just kind of, there's some little chit chat at first. And finally, Sarah's like, "So, how's it been?" She's like,
Well, you know, things are good, blah, blah, blah.
Are you going to start a baby?
She's like, yep.
You're going to have a baby.
So, are you going to make plans to start the family soon? She's like, "What do you mean, start a family?" And she's like, "No, like, have a baby." And she's like, "No, we're not going
to
do that."
So we do find out that Yara would like to open a salon and do
like makeup stuff like that.
Yeah. Which, great for her.
She looks good.
She looks good. She seems to be interested.
She just needs to fix those roots. But, you know.
you know what it is? There are, and maybe not, don't get me wrong, I don't know her fully. So this is a little bit of a judgment. Yara does seem a little, Natalie is like, "I don't have nails anymore. I cut all my nails. They get dirty. Yeah. I have to work." Natalie, you can tell, is used to hard work.
Yara's not.
Yara.
She's a princess.
Is Julia even? Even though Julia doesn't want to do farm work, she was like a go-go dad. But Yara seems more like a princess. And I'm like, I've been a makeup artist.
It's hard work.
Being a makeup artist is hard.
A lot of hours.
Work. Yara will do her first bridal makeup with her first bridezilla, and she will close up shop.
Yep. That'll be the end.
Come at me if you're a makeup artist and you had to deal with bridezillas. It's the worst.
Awful.
Ugh.
Sarah's basically kind of going at her about...
She's like, do you think Jovi will ever change his ways?
You know, because he used to...
What are you talking about?
You know, because he's like, you know, he used to drink and he was a big party animal boy. And, you know, he'd come home really drinking and, you know, he's stumbling drunk. Sometimes he wouldn't even remember anything. And, you know, sometimes I think he could probably kill a man and not remember it the next morning.
That's not the Jovi I know.
Yeah.
And then she even said, "Has he talked to you about the strippers?" Y'all, we actually thought about doing this as a reality gay scene, but it was just so sad.
It was too sad.
It was too sad to do.
And you know, he's a regular at all those strip clubs down there. He's actually dated some of them.
He slept with almost all of them.
And you know what? He's got that good old Cajun chlamydia.
Good. Yeah, you probably got it. You probably got it.
And then she's like, and you know what his ex-girlfriend he talked about here? She peed in that bed.
She peed in that bed. Got so drunk, she peed in that
Jovi
bed.
I think Jovi probably pissed in the bed.
Yeah.
Y'all, Jovi has pissed the bed drunk.
Yes.
No doubt.
No doubt. So this is my question to you, which you kind of already answered. And this is, y'all, come at us and let us know. What do you think? Was she being a good friend or was she being a dick?
Oh, she's just trying to fuck with her. She doesn't like her. They're trying to...
I don't think Sarah's happy in her own marriage. That's what I think. But if this is good girl code...
It's just cunty behavior.
If this is good woman code, then come at us. But I think it was out of place.
It was all done with... She's like, she needs to know what kind of guy she's dealing with. No, that's his responsibility.
I mean, there's a difference of kind of...
Let's say this. I don't think she has Yara's best interest. I think she has Jovi's best interests.
I think she doesn't have Jovi's best interests at all. I think she doesn't like Jovi.
Possibly.
Because Jovi takes her husband out, and her husband gets drunk and goes with strippers.
Goes with strippers.
Boom. We're done.
Yeah, let's move on to the version of Mark Ruffalo kind of like staring off into space on those memes.
One is
Andrew. This whole segment is so fucking frustrating to me. I think that TLC is fucking with us in a huge way.
I'm so tired of it. It's a Caesar. There's nothing happening.
But it's not even funny. Like Caesar was.
And
there's no candy panties here.
And y'all, Andrew wanted to be an actor.
He's
a drama queen.
It's all about him and his reaction to Amira.
And what's the lesson we learn? Don't make pandemic plans on Reddit.
or strategies that you think, because governments sometimes are smarter than you.
Don't take a Facebook poll and say, hey, y'all, how do I get my girlfriend from France to Sacramento?
Or maybe talk to a lawyer.
Maybe speak to someone that knows what's happening. Or maybe get a Spanish-speaking translator.
Two things could have helped a lot here. And I kind of fault production for letting this play out, but maybe they're upping the drama big time. And they're like, ooh, we've got best supporting actress Andrew for this.
It's
because
true.
He's just letting us have it. He said, my favorite thing was, the one thing I hope for tomorrow is that it's the complete opposite of today. Play us out strings music. The sun will rise again tomorrow, for tomorrow is another day. So, like I said before, two things could have solved everything here. An immigration lawyer. And a Spanish translator.
You guys. If you
so frustrating.
Have to Google, ¿cómo se dice? How you say, do you speak English and Spanish?
That's the one phrase he does know.
No, he doesn't. You didn't see? It cut him on a phone. He was looking at his phone. Trying to Google how you fucking say that.
This whole storyline.
Like, everybody knows that. Yeah, it's just, he talks to Lori and Connie's mother and sister, and they're like, hey, you got there? Oh,
it's so good. Oh, it's good.
Wait. Where's Amira?
Where's Amira? Huh? She's actually being detained right now.
What?
I don't think, when we hear detention center, we obviously think of what we experienced the last couple of years at the Mexican border.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what's happening here.
No idea.
But that's what he's making it sound like.
It is. She could be in like a, sissies, if you've ever been in detention center, come at us.
Yeah.
Come at us. Let us know.
Because this is a different kind.
I can't believe I just asked that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Also, remember
we had a minor.
Those detention centers are American detention centers at the border. We don't know what Mexican detention centers.
If you've been in a Mexican detention center, come at us and maybe tell us why. Just because I'm nosy.
I need to know that. So there's a lot of poor me here. Poor Andrew.
But it could be like she's in like a dorm.
Yeah.
We don't know. Or it could be.
And I'm not saying that's just as bad. He's such the lead in this tragedy, you know, and that's what I'm objecting to. I mean, it's awful what's happened to her.
I'm glad he's in charge of children's education. Y'all, take your kids somewhere else.
Jesus.
Not learning there. And I mainly just thought, these poor camera people,
they're
just sitting in there.
You could have been able to go to New Orleans to cover Jovi and Yara.
Yeah,
and
be drinking
and like going to a titty bar at
instead,
night.
Instead, you're sitting in Puerto Vallarta,
on a resort,
a beautiful, beautiful resort city, in a fucking hotel room
with Sad Panda,
who smells like 3 day old wash clothes.
And I know exactly what that smells
and like. And like a bad hair gel,
and dirty hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And adult shorts.
And just look at adult shorts.
I'm telling y'all.
And just look at that.
He only owns shorts. He might own one nice pair of pants. Andrew is the kind of guy who always wears shorts.
Always wears shorts. I got a stain on my pants. Anyway.
Quel dommage.
It's his. I mean, this is 101 shit. You should know how to at least say habla español. At the most.
I just don't understand why even Amira's father wouldn't say, have you contacted an attorney to help us with this? Because obviously Andrew's dumb.
He's dumb. And write this down. This might be the worst way to meet your future father-in-law.
I've lost her in Mexico.
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Lost her.
That's a really nice shirt and tie you got on. That was another epic screech for me. When y'all, when this show makes me laugh, it's those moments that are so cringy, and I shriek like a prehistoric bird.
I don't know why. I would just be like, "Hi, this is uncomfortable. So sorry."
That's a nice shirt and tie you've got on. I don't know you at all. Thanks.
I mean, why'd you be like, "Wow, hey, Poppin', those are some DSLs you got."
Right.
Ever used them?
So
I listened to a podcast where they said you looked like the villain in the Chipmunk movie, and four people messaged the podcast host and told Maddie he was right.
I still haven't seen that movie. What are you talking about?
I can't look it up. I don't have time.
We'll do it later. So,
hey Siri, who's the villain in the Chipmunk movie from the 80s?
Oh God. So anyway, you just need.
Okay, I find this on the web for who is the villain in the Chipmunk movie from the 80s. Check it out.
Y'all, my Siri's Irish. She's Irish. Now. I made a move in 2021. I felt like it.
What does it say?
It is the character.
Show me him. Show him to me.
Show him. Oh, it's Klaus.
Klaus.
Klaus Furkstein.
Show me.
Show me. Don't talk of love. Show me. Show me. No.
My Fair Lady.
That's pretty good. Okay.
I think that's a whole step
Tell
lower.
Me I'm wrong.
Oh, my God. You're right.
He looks just like him.
That's pretty close.
Exactly. Oh.
Anyway.
I love those villains are they're like that's when all villains were always where the women were always drag queens and the villainous men were always gay.
Really gay, yeah.
That might not be good for us actually.
No, not
just
really.
Just realize that.
Not really helpful.
Wow.
So Dad is very upset, obviously.
Clearly.
And her phone is off and Andrew keeps saying, I can't apologize enough. And the dad's like, I wasn't sure about Mexico.
And you did pressure her into this.
Yeah. Which, you know, that, of course, Dad has a right to say all this.
Which, by the way, y'all, the song Mexico is a James Taylor song.
James Taylor.
Y'all came
which
at us.
I shouldn't have let that go. I did not know it in
I
the
know,
moment.
I meant to say yeah, but James.
I'm saying I fell down on the job because I'm supposed to rapid fire
out.
Correct you.
Whoa, Mexico, you said so sweet unless my girlfriend's lost.
And she's in a detention center.
Mexico.
So he can't apologize enough. And he does say at the very end, I'm just going to send all of my hope and energy to her. Because as Mother Poodle would say, put hope and energy in one hand and shit in the other and see which one gets full first.
Yep.
Call a motherfucking attorney, Andrew.
Call an
you
attorney.
Piece of fucking shit.
But you know why? He can't afford a motherfucking attorney.
Have his mother.
Because he didn't plan well. Put it on your Discover card, because I know your credit's not good enough for an Amex.
Nope. You spent way too much on the Renfair a couple months ago.
You've got that GameStop Discover that's got a ton of points on it.
GameStop.
Because you bought so many PS3 movies. Or games.
Games. Cartridges.
Cartridges.
That's all I have to say about this motherfucker. I'm enraged. I hate this storyline. I hate that we're gonna have to find out what happens to her. We see in next week that she is alive.
We don't know where. We don't know how.
Yeah.
But we know something's happening right now. Watch and you'll see. Someday. I'll be out of Mexico.
Yeah, thank you for that button.
You're welcome. Y'all, that's the show for today.
That's the show. That's part one of the show.
That was the most pleasant thing about this storyline was being able to sing that with you.
This storyline makes me so angry.
It does. So y'all, that's gonna be part one of this episode. Next episode, we're gonna be jumping in next week. We're talking about so much, Rebecca.
So much reunited,
and it feels.
We're gonna
so
be
good.
Talking about Stephanie from Grand Rapids.
Shut up, a bitch.
when and y'all, there's and you know we're gonna do a 90 Days Theater of her and that cat.
Her and that cat. Y'all,
you knew it when you were watching it.
You knew it when you were watching. You're going, you, Carl, my days, we're gonna do this one, Carl. You, will you listen this time, please?
No,
I don't want to keep asking.
He's out in the barn trying to use that gun.
Carl, I just want to do things with you. That's all I ever.
Or looking at porn.
I'll even give Shooter back.
I'm kidding, Shooter. I love you. So, yeah.
Carl, why does it sound like there's four women in there?
There you go. She'll never go in there, y'all.
She has never
been able to step foot in his man cave. So, yeah, that's the show, y'all. Go to realitygayspodcast.com.
Realitygayspodcast.com.
Don't go to realitygayspodcast.com because that's porn.
It's porn. Poodle, where can they find us on Twitter?
You can find us at Twitter at realitygayspod.
And where can they find us on Instagram?
You can find us on Instagram at realitygayspodcast.
What's on your nose? No, it's a little
sweat.
Piece of black stuff.
Oh, it's probably just soot.
Just soot.
Soot from hell.
Soot from hell. Y'all, you can also find us on Cameo. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. Nothing says...
Oh, God, that holiday again.
Nothing says I love you like a cameo from a gay man. Nothing. Maybe Poodle could write a Civil War love letter.
Oh, because they had Valentine's Day in the Civil War.
Maybe you could write a Valentine to your Valentine. Or anyway.
Dear Molly, I wish you a cordial St. Valentine's Day.
Also, y'all, you can join us again. We are having a great time in our Facebook group, our private group, the Sissy Squad. Shout out to Jackie. Shout out to our mod team. We love you so much. You're doing so well. And shout out to all of you. I think we've had more Instagram messages this week than we've had in a long time of just people. Of talking about the shows and things like that. We try to respond to all of them. Might take us a little
bit. Might take us a while.
But we'll get there. We really do try to respond. So come at us on Instagram. Put it in the comments of the show. See our memes. We always have a meme about a show. You can talk about the meme or you could start talking about the show.
We just did another Stephanie meme.
Yep.
Christina de Leon.
Our sissy team. She's amazing. So we got all that going on. And last but not least, if you are on the Gaytreon, we appreciate the support. And don't forget that there are comments under each Patreon episode. So you can comment to that and have fun.
Y'all are having fun in there.
And hold tight, everybody, because if you want extra content but you don't like Patreon, we get that. We're going to be giving you another way to subscribe in February. But until that, I guess we'll see you on part two. And everybody, we call these people Lonely Hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely, lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places? I gave you plenty of time.
You know you did. Everything was so heavy this time. Yes, we are all lonely hearts looking for love. And if all I want is dresser, I just demand it and I want it. That was a bad one. I'm sorry.
I thought it was fine. You
no,
know what?
I have high standards.
You
I'm
know
sorry.
What? If you're stuck in a smelly closet with one dresser and you're
and you're
doing your gooch with a lone carrot.
That's a good one. Good. Maybe you're going to do it from now
we
on.
We can switch.
Fine.
All right, everybody.
Call us.
Call us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.